Marco.
Oh, it's hollow, but I'm baking hollow, and so I may have to mute for about 5 minutes because I'm testing it. It wasn't quite ready to come out, so I may have to just mute for about 5 minutes.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not ready, so I have to put it back in the oven. There's someone else on, but I may have to mute for about 5 minutes because my hollow is not ready. Okay, so I'm going to mute, but back on as soon as I can.
Good evening.
Good evening.
I'm sorry, I don't recognize the voice with the static.
Brandela.
Good evening.
Good evening.
We will begin our study. The Lashem Yehud. We will start with the Tulan commentary of the Zohar from Parashat Vayera. We're studying section 5, Pasuk 47. Lashem Yehud, Kuchabri Silish Kinte, Bit Hilu, Urkimu, Hilu, Hilu, Urkimu, Leakta, Lashem, Yodhe Bavavhe. The Yehuda Shalim Bishim Kol Yisrael, Limud Torah Mitzvah, Vasok Torah Mitzvah, Vayihino Amadunai Elohino Alei Demaseh Yadenu Kononeh Alei Demaseh Yadenu Kononehu. Pasuk 47. Gawam Pelita Ahu Zohar Aspak Laria Tela Itchaze Beya Gilal Bar Begil Gula Deena Kadihu Satim Bistimu Galgalin Leya Begal Dulila Beitchazau Beitchaza Bahai Gildula Ias Paplaria Denahara Bela Yakil Kaima Behahu Dawan Bardechaze Dohar Minahara Istimudievna. The translation. The third color represents the brilliance of the mirror, which can be seen only when the eye is shut and it is rolled backward. As a result of this rolling, the shining mirror is seen. This is the secret of the illumination of the right column. But the eye is able to absorb this third color only by envisioning the illumination of the brilliance. by shutting the eye, which means the second color is included in the first color. My commentary. This verse is telling us that to see the right column light of sharing, we must close the eyes and roll our eyes backwards, which usually means upward, but may actually mean downward. Each person has to experiment for him or herself. Questions, comments, thoughts. Randy, you have any thoughts?
Hold on, I'm still choking. I'll get back to you.
Welcome to the death of hanging.
Yeah. Well, at least it didn't last too long.
No, it's okay.
How do we access that mirror that reflects the right column? Is that a conscious effort? Or
yes.
Is that, it's a conscious effort. So is that like we can access it through meditation?
Yes, you access it through meditation, and as part of the meditation, you consciously roll your eye either upward or downward. And you keep your eye closed, and you will see what you will see. It's part of the Hebrew meditation.
So is that a similar act to, like, concentrating on the meditation when you daven? The same, you see what I'm saying? When you daven, it helps you concentrate. So when you roll your eye back and forth, it helps you concentrate.
Well, when you're davening, you're shuffling, you're moving your body back and forth.
Right.
You can add the same idea of rolling your eyes upward or downward, but you don't really shuffle them. Once you moved into that position, you're seeing things in the back of your eyelid because you've closed your eyes, and it's part of the same structure. There are different ways to meditate that we teach in the Sefer Yetzirah classes.
Oh.
There can be a walking meditation where you wouldn't close your eyes. There can be a loud talking to God where you might close your eyes because you don't have to be walking. There are many, many different types of meditative procedures, and they will take you to different dimensions. What the two verses in this section and then this verse is describing is how to connect to the different columns of the Tree of Life. But it's not describing how you do the physical meditations that you learn in the Sefer Yetzirah classes. And those classes are like 42 different classes. And each almost, not every week, but almost every week, you will be taught a different meditative technique until you find the one that is fits your soul and fits your needs at this place in your life.
That's pretty interesting.
Are there any other questions, or I'll go on to Pasuk 48?
Go on, please.
We all da kiti vaita alai ad Hashem. We ad Hashem alai hazaka. Vekal ho mit parshan. Min vie kishot bar Moshe behem hem na ila ad zaka. The istakala le'ela lamed la itchazek alal aleya ketiv lo kein avdi Moshe v'gomer. The translation. Therefore it is written, the hand of Hashem was upon me. And but the hand of Hashem was strong upon me. This ability to see by shutting the eye is accomplished by willpower and is related to Givurah. And all these are conceived by the true prophets, namely the first two colors. And only Moses, the most faithful, had the ability to see high above to the point at which the brilliance is not seen at all. This refers to the third color, which is the shining mirror. Of him it is written, my servant Moses is not so, who is faithful in all my house. My commentary. The verse is hinting to the path to follow to reach the level that Moshe reached. Remember, one has to roll back their eyes and introduce their eyelids into this unification. To get to the highest level, one must close one's eyelids and roll back their eyes, and something else that is not stated. Questions, comments, thoughts?
Well, what is the something else that's not stated?
If I had permission to reveal it, I would have done so in the writing.
Okay.
When you practice it, it'll come to you. You'll know what you are supposed to do. But that's the purpose of the Sefer Yetzirah classes. This is the material that the Zohar is explaining, essentially, how do you have a personal experience of the Creator? Remember, I teach, not just me, but my teachers taught me, and I teach those who want to learn, how to have a personal experience of the Creator. That's how you avoid having to utilize the word belief, and how you connect to certainty. So whenever you say the word belief, even if you are 99% sure that it's true, there's still that 1% doubt, and that doubt interferes with your connection to the Creator. The Creator has no doubts. The word for doubt in Hebrew is safek. It has a gematria of 240, the same gematria as the nation of Amalek. And we learn in the Torah that Hashem is at war with Amalek throughout the generations. That war is about doubts. Mind is matter requires certainty. And that certainty requires no doubts. The war is not against the nation of Amalek. It's against the action of having doubts, of not being certain. And we're all subject to that conflict. Do you know what the next hour will bring you? You know that somebody's going to knock on the door. For the most part, we don't know. And that lack of knowledge leads to doubts. But if your intuition is working, if you have made the connection to Hashem at this level, you will know what's going to happen in the next hour. Providing it is not part of your personal tikkun. Because if it's part of your personal tikkun, they're never going to show it to you. Because that would take away your free choice. Have I confused you?
No, you haven't. I've just been thinking back over things that I've done, or, you know, I used to meditate and I learned different ways. And I used to use my intuition more than I do now. Just kind of replaying things that have happened. Makes a lot of sense to me. I think when you have things that happened to you along the way, and then we discuss different things like we are now in class, they always make sense.
What made you stop meditating? So,
life.
But doesn't life lead you to meditate?
Not anymore.
Well, you want to start it up again?
Yeah, that would be a good thing.
That would be a good thing.
Well, you know how to do that.
Yeah, thank you.
Give me a call and we'll start teaching the Sefer Yetzirah.
Okay.
Pasuk 49. Vayera ela itchaze v'itchale leya shekinta goinun dargin v'itchabaru v'sitro mikael listar yamikat yamina Gabriel Listar Simala Rafael Lakama Oriel Leahora Vialda Itkalia Aleya Shekinta Vihane Elohe Elone Sulmin de Alma Begin de Achat Za'a Kamaihu Barit Kadama'a Rishimu Kadisha Dehawa. Bekol Alma Beraza Bimhem Nuta. The translation. The words appeared to him mean that the Shekhinah appeared to him through those grades that are attached to her own aspects, referring to Michael on the right side, Gabriel on the left side, Raphael to the front, and Uriel to the back. This is why the Shekhinah appeared to him by the terebinths, among those oak trees, the shadows of the world, to show them the first circumcision, the holy imprint according to the secret of the faith in the whole world. My commentary. To understand this verse, we need to know the inner essence of the four archangels. Uriel translates as the light of El. Raphael translates as El is the healer. Gabriel translates as the strength of El. Michael translates as El is asking, who are you? Michael also translates as El lowered. For the first time, the archangels saw a human being that was higher than they were spiritually. This is the idea of the circumcision. That is the meaning of the role of men in the spiritual worlds. When circumcised and controlling their passions, they rise to be above the archangels. That is our destiny, and that is the goal. That is the reason why some angels are zealous of mankind. Questions, comments, thoughts.
That verse seems a little esoteric to me. But then
it's actually quite practical. It appears esoteric, but it's actually like quite practical. How do you rise above the angels and above the archangels? You'll notice that all of the angels, all of the archangels have the name of El attached to them. Have you learned where the name El connects to? Which Sephirah does it connect to?
No, which Sephirah does it connect to?
Wisdom, Chachma. So to rise above the archangels, you have to rise above the level of Chachma of Malchut.
So you have to rise above the wisdom of this world?
Correct. You have to connect to the mochin, to the brains. You have to connect to the higher levels of Sephirot, Bina, Chachma, and Keter.
Are we doing that when we're saying the bedtime Shema and we get to that part where we name the angels?
In essence, you're not doing that. You're creating a protection shield that will allow you to get there because you're going to be sleeping. But by saying the words, you don't get there. You have to leave your body and leave your body behind. Just have the golden cord attached between your soul and your body.
I thought it was the silver cord.
If it was silver, which column would it be?
Left column, right column.
Left.
I mean, silver,
left column.
Yeah. Right. Silver is right column.
Correct. So if I said silver column, where is the soul studying? Studying with the yeshiva of Abraham, the yeshiva of Jacob. If I say gold column, gold thread, where are you studying?
Let's see. Isaac.
With Isaac. And what does Isaac represent?
Gevurah.
Yes, but what does Isaac actually represent? The soul after the Mashiach, after the tikkun is completed, when the world that is coming has arrived. You are right. Sometimes it says the silver cord. Sometimes it says the gold cord.
Okay.
But these are code words.
Mm-hmm.
We're out of time. Are there any final questions?
I didn't get to catch up from being away yesterday, so I have to catch up.
Understood.
No questions.
All right. You all have a beautiful evening. And we have a short Zohar class tonight. Tikkuni Zohar, I mean.
Okay.
The section we're doing is a little bit short. You have a beautiful day.
Shalom.
Happy birthday, Hannah.
Oh, thank you. Not quite yet on the Jewish calendar. I have to celebrate it again.
Understood. You take care.
You too. Bye-bye. Bye, Brandy.
Bye. Bye, Hannah.